Safe Harbor Financial Services LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors XL Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, or past or future performance. Advisors XL is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement. It's time now for Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne, Alabama, with your host, Hall of Fame financial advisor Jim Bird.
Hello, folks.
And Gary Garner.
Hello, everyone.
I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. What's on the agenda today, gentlemen?
Lori, we just came off a great seminar last night, full house.
Oh, good. Tell us about it.
It was a good full house. We talked about some of the things that we can, how you provide reliable guaranteed income and the need for guaranteed income. People need guaranteed income in their portfolios, and they don't realize they may not need it for themselves, but they may need it for their spouses when they pass away.
Yes.
And that's what we talked about, and we had a great turnout. We got another one Thursday night there. This show will air before that, I think.
Right.
And then we've got upcoming seminars, Gary. I think we're coming up, you put the dates on here somewhere.
Right there, June 3rd.
June 3rd and June 10th at Char 32 in Point Clear.
So if you'd like to join a seminar, you can call Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne, just as you can call for a complimentary consultation. You can request seats at an upcoming seminar at 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
And we'll try to get those dates posted on our website, but absolutely give us a call. Call the office. It's really good to see people out again. And people, there's just a different air, you know, since the mask mandate was lifted. We had a couple of seminars earlier this year when restaurants finally opened back up. And even though we're practicing all the social distancing guidelines, and the restaurants are too, you know, people were just seemed a little bit nervous about sitting in a room with folks they didn't know. But now that more people are getting vaccinated, it just seems that, you know, I don't know if you felt that last night, Jim, but
I did,
people
yeah.
felt like they were more relaxed and comfortable.
They were. And they want to be out. And people are looking to invest money. They're looking for places to put money. Seem like they've held their money for months and they didn't know what to do, and you know, they don't want to put it in the bank. They're looking for places to put their money, Gary.
Yeah. And you know, those are the kind of things we try to talk about those topics at the seminars. We have a little bit more time there than we do here. And you just mentioned one of the topics that, you know, comes up in not only on the radio show that we talk about, but in our seminars and in meetings in the office. It's the need for a reliable, guaranteed stream of income. And most of us, you know, most of us think, well, Social Security. And that's definitely one that a lot of us rely on. When you retire, you're planning to take your Social Security benefits. But, you know, Social Security benefits are not the only stream of income. And it's hard for a lot of folks to live just on Social Security.
And, you know, defined benefit plans or pension plans are getting to be a dinosaur. You don't have a much, you know, big companies are doing away with them. And so the only other source of, you know, guaranteed income is something you create yourself. You got to create, and you got to make sure you get guaranteed income. And you can't do it associated with the market. There's no guarantees in the market. You got to have some source of guaranteed income. And I told them last night emphatically, you need some guaranteed income in your portfolio, something you can trigger now or trigger later. You know, you can do it, if not for you, for your spouse. You know, a lot of times spouses, they're going to lose some income. When the husband dies, their income's going to drop.
Sure.
Social Security's going to drop. If they got a pension, it's going to drop down. You know, Social Security's going to get the higher of the two Social Security. There's going to be a loss of income there, and so they need something they can trigger in when they have that loss at that point in their life, and they'll be prepared. But they may also have something they may use now to supplement their income right now, especially if some of the benefits inside the annuity, they have some nursing home or home health care benefits that are in there. People are very interested in that, Gary, because, you know, they need it. They know,
right.
That's a source of right now could wipe you out.
Yeah. And we're all looking for something that's reliable. You know, for most of our lives, we've had our income from our job. And that's as long as your job's stable and you're doing the right thing, your income's going to be there. You look forward to getting paid once a month, once a week, twice a month. But when you retire, that reliable income is gone. And you have to look for something else. And let's talk about things like IRAs, 401ks, and pensions. Now, a pension, and pensions were great when people didn't change jobs very much. The employer was paying all the cost of it. And when you retired, that pension had a defined income plan for you. You knew what you were going to get.
Right.
It might change when the one that had the pension died and the spouse assumed it. But it was kind of like a guaranteed stream of income. A 401 or an IRA, does it give you a guaranteed stream of income?
No.
No, you can take income from it, absolutely, because you've put money in it to save. But is it guaranteed? Is it guaranteed against losses?
Anything that's market-driven is not guaranteed. And, you know, you have to take the good with the bad. And if we go through a downturn in the market and everybody's anticipating a downturn in the market, Gary, and because of basically the government and who's in charge, but
sure,
but they anticipate taxes going up, and we're going to talk about taxes in a minute. But you know, all those things could affect your income. Okay, you need something that's guaranteed, that you know, that won't go down if market goes down, and it won't be affected by taxes. So you got to look at things like that, and got to have some guaranteed income, Laurie.
And we encourage you to take that look, that second look. Get a second opinion with a complimentary consultation from Jim Bird and his staff at Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne. It's as easy as picking up the phone and calling 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
And you can always go to our website, Ask Jim Bird, that's BYRD, or type in Safe Harbor Financial Daphne, but Ask Jim Bird will take you right to the website. And we do have information there about how you can create a lifetime income. You know, that's the number one concern for almost everyone that looks at retiring. How am I going to not run out of money before I run out of life?
Let me ask you a question, Gary. What is one of the few sources for tax-free income?
Ooh, I know the answer to that. Well, depending on how it is set up, a life insurance plan.
Life insurance, absolutely. Folks don't realize life insurance is not just a death benefit anymore.
That's the old way of looking at life insurance. And, you know, that's been traditionally what people look at life insurance for. But modern life insurance policies have different features built in. And so many people today are looking at a life insurance policy as an asset class, not just a death benefit. There are certainly policies out there that provide death benefits, and that's an important thing for young people. If you're starting your career out, you should be buying some permanent life insurance that you own, because your other insurance that's been provided by your company is temporary. If you change companies, you're probably going to change carrier because it's term. That doesn't build any cash value. But if you have your own life insurance policy that builds cash value, you're exactly right. You can take a policy loan from that life insurance policy against the cash value, and that is not taxable.
Let me say one example of what life insurance can do for you. For instance, let's say, Gary, that you got a spouse she's going to get half your pension and half your Social Security, or the higher of the two Social Securities, when you pass away. So she's going to take a big cut in pay, right?
Oh, sure.
How could you subsidize that cut? With life insurance.
You can't.
Get a life insurance, and not only would she get a death benefit, but she'd get a tax-free death benefit.
Right.
And if you don't die prematurely or too early, y'all both got that money you can use tax-free, and that life insurance you can use to subsidize what your pensions that you've got.
And that's why it's important to have a properly structured life plan.
Right.
You know, there's
right.
just like there's all different types of investment products, there's all different types of life insurance products that are used for different things at different times in your life. When you're young, life insurance is used to provide in case something happens and you're gone. Now, once you're 60, 70 years old, you may not have as much need for life insurance because you've probably paid off a lot of those debts. You've probably saved to get ready for retirement. And so your needs change when you go from a younger person to a middle-aged person to an older age. And a lot of people come in and think, you know, I'm too old. I can't buy life insurance I'm over 50. Well, yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
There are different types of policies, and you use it for different reasons.
And, Gary, you and I, the advantage that we have over most ages is that we're older. We've lived it. We've been around a little bit, not long, but we've been around enough that we are actually living some of the stuff that we're teaching you right now.
Well, that's true.
And we know that stuff. We know it. We know Social Security. We know Medicare. We know all this stuff we're doing. And not only my 40 years experience, but I'm living it. And I'm drawing on some of this stuff right now. So I know the answers. I don't have to research it. I have the answers for you because I've done it myself. And that's the advantage that we have, Laurie, you know, over some of the younger agents.
Experience. Nothing can take its place.
Right.
I was thinking that we have a little bit of an advantage because we're not tied to one type of strategy for people. You have a securities license. So if people get a juice out of stocks and you really want to take the risk of putting your money in a vehicle that is tied to the performance of the stock market, we can absolutely put you there. And you know, for a young person, would I tell them to buy one type of strategy versus another? No, I'd tell them, yeah, if you're young, take care of your basic needs first. But yeah, you have time to let the market work for you because you can live through the ups and downs.
There's a lot of choices, and a lot of those choices depend upon your situation, where you are in your
yes.
life. So we encourage you to take advantage of the offer of a complimentary consultation with Hall of Fame financial advisor Jim Bird, as well as Gary Garner at Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne. Call them at 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
Here was another big topic people were asking last night. I think everybody's thinking about this right now. One, because we just filed, most of us, our tax returns. But how are taxes going to affect our retirement? Do we expect our tax rates to go up or down in the next few years?
I asked that question, and unanimously they said go up.
Well, right now, we know, now many people probably don't realize this, our taxes are lower right now than they have almost ever been in history,
yeah.
And that was because of the Tax Reduction Act in 2017. Now, those tax cuts and the different bands and the different rates are due to expire in 2025, and all Congress has to do to let those taxes go back up is do nothing. Now, I don't want to point a finger at Congress and say they don't do nothing, but you know, in our current situation, people are arguing back and forth over all kinds of things, and it's hard for them to get, you know, some legislation passed. So they could just let this expire. So right now, people have an opportunity to take some of their assets and buy the IRS out. Go ahead and pay taxes on some of the money you're pulling out. Put it in a vehicle where it can grow tax-free. And one of those vehicles, and we do this every day for people, is open a Roth.
A Roth IRA.
A Roth, yeah. You know, you put money in after it's been taxed, and it grows tax-free, and when you pull it out, it pulls out tax-free.
Tax-free, yeah.
Now, there's limitations to that because you have to be working. You have to leave the money in there for at least 5 years before you pull it out. If you're under 59.5, of course, you can't pull it out without paying the IRS a penalty. But everyone should be looking as much as they can to put some savings in a Roth account every single year. And you think it doesn't add up, but you know, $5,000 or $6,000 a year over a 10, 15, 20-year period.
Sure.
Plus you add in the growth, and then you factor in that if our taxes really do go significantly up, you're not affected. Your tax rate is going to be zero pulling money out
That's
of a
right.
Roth.
Well, you've got to consider taxes in any pension or anything you've got, because it's going to affect your net bottom line.
Right.
You got to do that, Gary, and people have to be reminded of that, because they know taxes are going up. You know, everybody last night in the room, I asked them if the taxes going up or down, they all said up.
Right.
They know it's going up. It goes up anyway, but in particular, who's in office would think it's going up. Okay, I'm not prejudiced to any party. I'm just saying it's going to go up.
Well, neither party has control of how many people are turning 65 every day.
Right.
And right now, we still have, I forget the exact number of years, but it's 5, 6, maybe 7 years of people that are in the baby boomer era, born right after the Second World War and up until 1964. There are 10,000 extra people every single day of the year that are turning 65 that were born in the baby boomer era. And those people are signing up for Medicare. Those people are signing up for Social Security. One of the things we also talk about, when do you sign up for Social Security? Should you sign up as early as you can, or is it better to wait?
Well, you and I had different opinions, Gary, and it was different circumstances in our life. Gary signed up at 62 for his, but I didn't sign up to 69 for mine because I didn't need the money, but there was a particular reason for it. See, I knew that my wife did not work outside the home, and she's going to probably draw my on my Social Security. So I let it get as high as I could so she'd draw a high Social Security, and I'm probably going to predecease her because I'm a little bit older than her. So that's
right.
What I was figuring on. And so that's why I did it that way.
And I took mine because I retired early. And looking back, I wish I'd have had a good financial advisor, because I had plenty of money that I could have drawn on in my IRA. Right. I didn't want to pull that money out because I thought there was a disadvantage to not signing up for Social Security.
He didn't work for me then, folks, so I couldn't be his financial advisor.
Well, I wish I did, because you know, at 62, if I would have waited to 65, my benefits would have automatically been significantly higher.
Yeah.
And then if I would have waited a few more years, those benefits would have increased by, 8% a year from 65 to 70?
8%, yeah.
So it goes back to good planning.
So you're saying you wish you'd had advice.
I do.
We encourage you to take advantage of that advice by calling Jim Bird and his staff at Safe Harbor. Whether you'd like to attend an upcoming seminar or have a complimentary consultation, call 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
And don't forget the website.
Go to our website 24 hours a day at Ask Jim Bird, BYRD, AskJimBird.com.
All right, I'm going to give you a plug, too. We had several people there last night listen to the show.
Good.
And they loved the show, and they came into the seminar because they listened to the show.
Wonderful.
And
glad to hear they're taking
our
advice.
They liked the show, and you know what? They said we were like we are at seminar on radio. We're down to earth.
Yes.
Just down to earth. We don't get technical. We have fun, too. We had some fun. I told some jokes last night, and they were clean. We had a good time.
You want to share one with us on the radio?
I can. When I did last night, well, this guy had three sons, and he said, "Sons, I'm going to pay for your college, okay? I'll be glad to pay for your college, but I got one request. When I pass away, I want each of you to put $1,000 in my casket." So they go ahead and they go to college and they graduate. One becomes a financial advisor, one becomes a banker, and one becomes a lawyer.
Okay.
So the financial advisor comes in. No, the
lawyer.
The lawyer puts. No, the financial advisor puts. I got to think about it. He puts $1,000 in the pot. He puts 10 $100 bills, Chris $100 bills in his daddy's casket.
I think you meant the banker.
The banker, yeah.
The banker.
The financial advisor, he comes in. He puts
the lawyer.
No, nobody quit.
You sure? Yeah. Okay.
Lawyers last, Gary.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right.
He puts $50 bills in the cat in there. So the lawyer comes around. He says, He writes a check for $3,000 and takes the $2,000 out in cash.
Oh, that's smart.
That kind of goes to some planning. I'm not going to say that's good planning, but just like in my case, I wish I would have had someone that I could ask questions like people ask of us. Where should I save? What's the most efficient way to save? And how can I do it so that I maximize the income I have in retirement? Because I'm just like everybody else. You know, the money that we have in retirement pays for our lifestyle. Most of us don't want to change our lifestyle in retirement other than just not going into work every day. We may want to get a part-time job, but we want to be free from some of the things that we've lived with all our life, but we need that income.
You're right. Let's change up just a minute. Let's talk about Medicare, Medicare supplements, Gary, because that was a big subject last night. People want to know, when you retire, Medicare is not going to pay all the bills.
No, it is definitely not.
And it's a cost to Medicare, too. What was the cost?
Well, for Part A, which is your hospital benefits, you should not pay anything, depending on how long you've worked, because you've been making regular deductions out of your payroll checks to pay for your Part A benefits. So Part A is no cost. For most people, there's a small cost if you've only worked a short period of time. Part B should only cost you $148 a month, and that's your doctor's visits, your outpatient surgery cost. And then there's Part D, which is a prescription drug plan. And everyone, once you turn 65, if you do not have coverage from another source, it's called credible coverage, you are required to buy a prescription drug plan. Some of them are not expensive. Even if you're not taking any drugs, you are still required to buy one, because at some point in your life, most of us are going to need some sort of medication. Now, if you don't take one when you turn 65, if you don't, let's say you still have access to insurance, maybe your spouse is still working and you're on their insurance. As long as you have what is called credible coverage, you don't have to sign up for Medicare Part B or Part D drug plan. But the moment you lose that credible coverage, you do have to sign up. And if you fail to sign up for Part B or Part D, there are penalties that accrue, and they will stay with you for the rest of your life. So it's important to just know what your options are. Here's something a lot of people don't know. State of Alabama has great health insurance for its employees. You know, if you're a teacher and you retire, you have great insurance. Your spouse can go on that plan. But we have found that when we compare the cost of the spouse going on a retired teacher's plan versus buying Medicare on their own, they usually come out cheaper. And it's because the insurance is there for the employee. The spouse is an additional cost. So something to look for. So in some cases, we've seen people paying $200 and $300 more per month than they could be paying if they were buying it in themselves versus being on a group plan. And everybody has this idea that if I'm on a group plan, it's always cheaper.
Right.
Not necessarily. It's something that you need to just ask someone about.
There's a lot to think about, a lot of things to consider. So if you are near retirement or in retirement, wishing you may have done a different thing, come get a second opinion and take advantage of the complimentary consultation from Hall of Fame financial advisor Jim Bird and financial advisor Gary Garner at Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne. That number again is 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
Hey, let's add one more thing about taxes, because it's important to remember when changes happen. You know, when one spouse passes away, if both of you are working, you have two Social Security checks. Well, you're going to keep the higher of the two when one spouse passes away.
Right.
But here's something a lot of people don't think about. You're married, you've been filing tax returns probably together for 20, 25 years, however long you've been married, and you're filing jointly. when one of you passes away, your tax status changes from married filing jointly to married to single filing single. And that's a whole different tax structure, whole different tax band. And it can affect the cost of your Medicare because Medicare Part B does have a surcharge. Depending on if you've saved well and you're pulling a lot of money out of your 401k or whatever retirement vehicle you're using, your income could be so high that you pay a higher cost for your Medicare. Something just to ask someone. And that's why you look for a good financial advisor that can remind you of these questions to plan.
And we brought up that point with a client that was in the other day, right? And he thought he had well planned and had everything down pat, but he said, I had thought about that and thought about my spouse.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, your spouse need guaranteed income after you go away? He said, you know, I hadn't thought about that. He said, yeah, I think she would, because she's going to take a cut and pay. He had a military pension.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Now, think about this. In some of the strategies we use, what happens if someone's got a lifetime income and they pass away? What happens to the spouse?
Well, in our plan, you get the same income.
You continue the income.
In many cases, it's gone, though, right?
For Social Security, definitely one income is gone. For pensions, if you're lucky enough to still have a pension and the pension owner dies.
You'll get about half in some plans. So it depends on how you set it up. But you're going to take a reduction.
Right.
Ours will not reduce. You'll get the same income guaranteed for life.
So we're helping you maintain your same lifestyle. And that's what we want.
That's what we do.
We want reliable income that we can depend on.
And you have to look at all angles. You know, that's why we look at Medicare, we look at everything. And that's when the consultation, we remind everybody of all looking at taxes, everything.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we do, folks.
Yeah, that's what I think our strength is.
It is.
You know, we're not just a single, we don't just sell life insurance. That's one of the products we have. We don't just talk about market investments. We have those through your security license. We have Medicare through my training.
Right.
And you get years and years of experience.
Annuities, the managed money, there's a lot of options.
And our strength is our age, believe it or not, because we've been there. We're doing it. We're living it. We're involved in it right now, but other than some young folks that don't really know what's going on, we're there. And we're living it right now, so we know what's going on.
Experience matters.
It does.
And you two certainly have it. Anything else? About 60 seconds left for any parting thoughts, Gary.
Yeah, we got the gray hair to prove that we have experience.
It's true.
Well, I think the thing that makes us help our clients most is we're living what they're doing. You know, Jim and I are both on Medicare. We're both taking Social Security. So we know what happens, and we know the effects when our lives change.
Right.
And you listen, because not everyone's story, not everyone's goals or lifestyles are the same. So you listen to where they are, where they want to be, what they want to do, and customize the best plan available.
And remind them of some things they may not have thought about.
Exactly.
Laurie. Yes.
Very good. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Laurie.
You've been listening to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne, with Hall of Fame financial advisor Jim Bird and financial advisor Gary Garner. Take advantage of the offer for a complimentary consultation, a portfolio review, by calling 625-1226 or toll-free 877-251-1984. I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. Listen each week at this same time on this same station for Safe Investing in the New Economy. Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential
potential loss of principal. Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors XL Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, or past or future performance. Advisors XL is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement.